Assalamu alaikum to all the Muslims and greetings to all the non-Muslims and hello to all the Americans who want to listen to this video. Now, this video isn't meant to be anti-American, okay? It's not meant to be anti-American. I myself am American. So, okay, this is not meant to be anti-American. This is just to see how Jesus feels about America when we read his own statements. So basically, it's like an analysis. And by the end of this analysis, we will see that Jesus sadly hates America. He does. I'm sorry, that's the conclusion. So we all know how American Christians, they act like Jesus belongs to them. Yeah, Jesus, that blonde, blue-eyed boy, he's from Mississippi. They probably don't even know that he's from Palestine. They probably think he's from Alabama or probably New York City. But either way, let's stick with the facts. Let's see how Jesus really feels about America. Now, as we all know, America has a very high divorce rate. And Americans always divorce and marry another lady or divorce and marry another man. Now let's see what Jesus had to say about that. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 11 to 12, this is what he said. When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." So Jesus is accusing most of you Americans of committing adultery. And you know what the punishment of adultery is according to Jesus? He says you're going to burn in hell. So I don't think he likes you too much. So cut that down. But that's just a small starter. Now, as we all know, Americans always like to go around saying, "We're the richest country on this planet. We can feed all of Africa." But this is what Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 23. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God." I guess being rich isn't good according to Jesus. So perhaps you Americans should tone it down a bit when you want to show off that you're the richest nation on this planet. Now, it even gets worse. As we all know, Americans always like to show off about the charity they give. "Oh, we gave all that money to them Africans. We gave all that money to them Asians. Whenever there's a disaster in the world, we like giving money. We like giving money, money, money. We feed the whole goddamn planet." And you remember, and Americans, they always like to come to Muslims and say, "What the hell do you do for these people, huh? You don't give any money. I never see you Muslims give anything. When the tsunami happened, yem damn Saudis, you didn't give anything." You know, they always say that. But this is what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verses 1 to 4. "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your God in heaven." So Jesus says, hey, don't do these acts of charity in front of men so they can see you. And then he goes on to say, "So when you give to the poor, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets to be honored by men." So Jesus says, when you give money to the poor, when you're helping people, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell people. But we always hear Americans saying, "Ah, we give to Africa, we give to South America, we feed the whole goddamn world. What do you Muslims do?" And Jesus continued, he said, "I tell you the truth, they receive no reward." And this is what he says, this is the best part. "But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And the Father sees everything that you do." So, you're a hypocrite, America. All you Americans who go around saying, "We give to the poor, blah, blah, blah." Jesus said, no, don't do that. You're a hypocrite and you have no reward for doing that. So the fact that when you say, "Hey, you Muslims, what do you give?" The fact that you don't know how much charity we Muslims give is a good thing, because Jesus said, keep it a secret. You don't need to go around blowing a trumpet before men. So you're a hypocrite according to Jesus, as he said. Don't announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do. And not a day goes by without an American coming up to you and saying, we feed the whole planet. So either way. Now, as we all know, America is probably the most vain country on the face of this planet. I mean, Americans spend billions and billions of dollars on cosmetics, fashion, surgeries, plastic, all that crap. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? So Jesus is telling you, hey, take a step back, don't pay attention to these things, and just live your life. But as we all know, as I said, Americans are so vain. You have all these cosmetics everywhere. 15-year-old girls are killing themselves just to be thin. So, you Americans, Jesus doesn't like you too much. Now, as we all know, another problem with Americans, they like to judge everybody. Oh, you Middle Easterners, you're all crazy. You're all a bunch of raghead camel herders. You kill so many people. Oh, you Asians, you're all crazy. You kill all these people. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 1 to 5. Do not judge, or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So all you Americans, Jesus says, hey, when you judge these people by these things, you're going to be judged by the same things. So when you Americans come to Muslims and say, you killed so many people, according to Jesus, now the judgment will be turned on you. Hey, Americans, what about Hiroshima and Nagasaki? I forgot about that. Did you? And this is what Jesus said in verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Exactly, Americans. Why do you always like to complain about others and not look at what you're doing? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? In other words, Jesus is saying, how dare you go try to fix another person's yard when your own backyard is even worse? America, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will clearly see to remove the speck from your brother's eye. That's what Jesus said. He says, you hypocrite, fix your own garden first, and then go to others. But as we all know, Americans always like to criticize and attack other people. You Middle Easterners, you Africans, you blacks, you're a bunch of gangsters. Oh man, and this is probably another strong point. As we all know, America has killed millions of children. 500,000 Iraqi children were killed by sanctions in the 90s. Madeleine Albright, that vampire, she even was asked, is the cost, is this worth it, killing all these children? She said, it's a hard choice, but yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, 500,000 Iraqi dead kids. Yeah, it's okay. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 18, verses 5 to 6. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoso shall offend one of these little children which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Notice Jesus says, if you just offend one of the people who believes in me, if you even offend a child, it is better if a millstone were hanged around your neck and you're drowned in the sea. So what about if you kill children? What do you think the consequence is going to be? What do you think Jesus is going to do to you? Jesus is saying, if you just offend a child, you better go drown in the sea. What about killing 500,000 children? And they were Muslims, and Muslims believe in Jesus. So to all of you Americans in the Bible Belt, I'm sorry. Jesus hates America from all these verses. So Jesus doesn't belong to you, I'm afraid. Either fix your act as he told you, or it's going to get worse. And Jesus himself said in the Gospel of Mark, Many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, I believe in you. And Jesus will say, get away from